first one is respect for the other person's model of the world. Now, by respect, that doesn't mean we have to accept it. It doesn't mean we don't change it. It simply means that we respect it and enter into it. If a client comes to you and says something that's like totally off the wall, and you're sitting there wondering, whoa, that's so crazy. If you were at that point to say, boy, is that nuts, and you're out of your skull, that probably wouldn't be the best way to approach them. The best way to approach them would be to accept it and enter into it. There was a practitioner who had somebody walk in one time and said, I see people on television, and they come down off the television set and they follow me around. And the practitioner said, who is it that's following you around? And the client said, well, it's Mary from the reruns of Little House on the Prairie. Now, of all the people this guy could have chosen, he had Mary following him around. So the question, was the practitioner going to say, no, that's crazy? No, what he said was, of all the people that you've chosen, does the term Playboy Channel have any meaning for you? I mean, if you're going to have people come down off the television set and follow you around, at least you ought to pick someone that's worthwhile. Now, that's respecting the client's model of the world. So if the client walks in and says, I'm talking to UFOs, can you help me? Whether it's a good thing or not, it depends on how they're doing with it, obviously. But you're going to say, yes, certainly. And you might even say, well, I've gotten a message from UFOs and here's one for you. So the fact is that you'd use the client's model of the world, you'd respect it, and use the client's model of the world in assisting them in creating the kind of changes they wanted to. And that's essentially what that means.